begin the current daten second above basa daf ayin dal begin my alv begin the place master begin the gemara begun that parkin and they were laying on their back. Which Makana Rabbi Tami says that parkin must be pon of lamala that you're facing upwards and you're on your back. Look at Meishu Peirush Ben Chanan Benida or Bebrachas Nafi Gimel Beis the pon of lamata when you're laying on your stomach when your face is facing downwards. Because Makina, that's the case. Lahayichol Taya Lirka of Tusei Berchadin. It's when you're laying on your back, your knees could be up. The leg on the belly, he wouldn't be able to have gone beneath their knees. Next says Mat begins the Gemara. Paski Chadikana Tetchelta. He cut off one corner of the tzitzis. Now Mashma Ocha sounds like here. Sheish tzitzis lameisim that the dead wear tzitzis that they bury them with their talis. But Yesh Letchiz, you can reject. Chayinachnasin Mechayim Bekeber. No, it's not true because from the midbar, they would when they were still alive, they were going to the grave. Because I'm a Medrash like the Medrash brings. In the Eicher Abba, Shekol Erev Tishabav, every Erev Tishabav Yehoichon, they would go Kshen Chayim when they're alive, Latech Gebrim into their grave. So Yibas Kol Yaitz is by Meres, and the heavenly voice would come out and say, Yibas Lo Chayim and Amesim, wherever still alive, should come away from the dead ones. So since they were alive, they went in with their tzitzis. But Abba Yishle have a Raya in Perkat Chiz, but you could bring a Raya from Nafas of Memal from Amadav. The Amish Shmo says, Kli Kuvsa Chayim mit tzitzis. I mean that even if it's still in the box, it's on the shelf, that it's still chayv mitzitzis, but a moedish mo shmul agrees. Bezaken by an elderly person geshasen lechvaydai that if he made it for his own a pirish letachrichim for burial shrouds that then it's not chayv. Now, but he shaita vadiramin lehu, and in other words that sounds like that most definitely then but that they do put on the tzitzis. So you see that the dead do have a tzitzis. Just that when it's just prepared, then you don't have a chayv. Chenyash be medrash. So too, it's in the medrash. In Sefri Zuta, why is the parish of the one who did the Chilu Shabbos in the Midbar next to the parish of Tzitzis? Let me tell you, Rosh Mason, which the Makarisha was killed, Chayav Mitzitzis, that obligated Tzitzis. But such is the Makarisha difficult, because the Min Perak Mishim Mesidik Mursa and Brachas Abin Chesim and Alf, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yenis, and Abba Koshakli, Rabbi Azbu, Besek Fars. They're walking in the cemetery. Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yenis, and Kibra, and his Tzitzis were dragging on the grave. Omer Bechir Bechir said to him, Dali Kamfach, pick up your tzitzis, Shleimru, that they shouldn't say, Oh, Lamacha Bon, it's Leinu, tomorrow, meaning that when they pass away, they're going to come to us. Va'achshav, Mecharfenesanu, now they're disgracing us. Now, Be'yesh Lameisim tzitzis, but if the dead have tzitzis also, my Mecharfenesanu, to come, what was this study saying that they're disgracing us? So he says, no, it's not a rabbi. Yeshua, we could say, it's the avakab deshla and tzitzis, although they have tzitzim, come, mokam, machar from isim, it's still disgracing the dead. Shemar and asim, shem chayavim, because it's showing like that they're obligated, but ma'isim, term, the dead are exempt. Kadam like the Moses and Shabbos of Lam and Rav, kibish meis odam, once a person dies, nasachav shem and mitzvahs becomes free from mitzvahs. So it's not a rabbi. Avakasha, alaminik, but what's difficult is on the custom, shemnoigim, lohasr tzitzis, metalichal mason, that they bury him in their talis, but they take off their tzitzis. He heard from the elders of Luther, Lefisha Tzitzis Eidus who Shekayim Kolat Teira. Since Tzitzis is testimony that the person fulfilled all the Torah, the Tzitzis Ola Tov Reish. The Gematria of Tzitzis is 600. Beches Chutin, you have the 8 strings. Behek Sharm and the 5 knots. The Tayag, that's the sum total of 613. The Akshav Shein Chashub in Kolkach. And now that it's not so significant that people are, the Kiel made Eidus Sheketz, like as if you're saying false testimony if you would wear Tzitzis. And therefore, that's why they don't wear tzitzis. That's why they cut it off. That's how the Medrash expounds in Tanbel Yohu, that says in the Pasuk, Vaslam tzitzis, l'dayraisim, they should make tzitzis for their dayris, but the word l'dayraisim could be read l'dur tam, for a complete generation, not for our generation. Therefore, they cut it off. Vayimri derisa to be mayhem, in their days, ha'yikulam mekayim tzitzis, they all fulfilled mitzitzis, l'bishal ha'yikulam talisr shal dal kampers, because they all had cloaks of four corners. Hakacha yislan, and therefore they made it for them, af meisin even when they were dead. But now, not everyone has in their lifetime. Even someone had it when he was alive. Not to embarrass someone who did not have. Okay, like we find in the last parak Nid, they used to when if a woman died as a Nida, which is Tuma, they used to immerse her and table her kale. But the live ones would start getting embarrassed, and never they did everyone the same. So that's why now also they do everyone the same. But more, but the other same chal nesech the smachas. We rely what says nesech the smachas in the 12th parak Darminan. The Gemara says with the Abba Shal ben Bitnes Tzibes Banav, he commanded his sons kibru tachas magolaisa b'shal Abba that bury him beneath the legs of Abba. But tilu tcheles me'apel yoni pirish mitalisa that to from his talis, but says tesis v'yesh ligris hitiru not to put it on, but actually to untie it. But the Kama map me'apel yoni that it was from that he took it off. That's what we're relying. Now, Rabbi Nachman Koyen, Tzaddik Pirish, he explains that non kamel k'Rabbi Yechonon. The Amud that he says Nidav Samech Alman Beis Mitzvahs Betelus Las Lavin Mitzvah going to be nullified in the future. So therefore, we don't need the tzitzis when they do Tchis Amazon. Now, that's what they have it. Now, the Gemara later on, Amud Beis, when it says Yatzah Baskel B'Amru, that the heavenly boys came out and said the Beis of Rebbe Chanin ben Dosa Asid L'Mishta B'Tchelus L'Tzadikim L'Asa Lavi. Is us in Namikishmul that the tzaddikim are going to have tzitzis in the future. Wait a minute. Additionally, the Rebbe says the Perushai. The explanation is like this: the Hach over here that the Hishaita Vadidamin Luhu. Meaning, what does it mean? Means that's not saying it's not a raya from the Gemara that said, "Oh, that you see that they put on tzitzis that they had it." No, it means Hanishim Asim by tzitzis. Mean they put on the tzitzis Masalk Masim Yat, but they do remove it right away. Why would they do that? Lahidia, to let it know, Shekai mitzvah tzitzis, that he fulfilled the mitzvah tzitzis. L'fisha beged chadish, because it's a new garment. V'lehutzim beit tzitzim oilam, and no tzitzis was ever put on it from it. So tzach l'asim, but therefore they have to put on it. V'chei nogi meretz Ashkenaz, that's the custom in Germany, l'asim tzitzis betal shalmeis, to put on tzitzis on the talus of the meis, shei nikr shekai mitzvah tzitzis, to be recognized by the fulfilled mitzvah tzitzis, umiyan mesirin, and then right away, they would remove it. So it's not a raya that they had it. Meaning, even when they were buried. Hashem says, no, now that I swore, who's going to nullify for me? So he says, but it's one, the Ma'ina Kaddish Baruch Hu, but why doesn't he nullify himself? The Maskin comes a Chagigid of Yorah Manav Din Dar Yesh Lamafara. How do we know that vows could be nullified? It's still like, it says in the Pasi, Ashnishbati Ba'api, Hashem says that I swore my anger. But the Shem we expound, Ba'api Nishbati, mean I swore my anger, but Chazrani, and now I'm backing out. Amashu Meva Ba'atzma, you see that he nullifies himself. Now, by Hikasha, now it's difficult on that because the Hech Mevel Atzma, how is he nullified by himself? I'm reading Perkel and Dorma, the Gemma's and Dorma, pay off him a base, Loyacha the Bari, so in the past he cannot nullify his words. Mekan Lachachim, Shem Mevel Atzma, a sage cannot nullify for himself. Vada, he could do it for someone else, but not for himself. Vada, Perkel, Abad, and Dorma, this is the Gemma says within the Chavagim, and Afka, by Hukatzcha, the Shogel and Nafshi, permitted for himself, Leshol and Nafshi, Mamash, didn't repeat it for himself. El Klim, rather, Ashka, Piskel Nafshi, just that he found an opening for himself, Rabban, Jarlay, but the Rabban have to do it, so how does it make sense that actually that, so to speak, Hashem could do it for himself?